1.4 million New Jersey residents are still being asked to reduce their water use. The Passaic Valley Sewage Treatment Plant, the nation's fifth largest, was incapacitated by Sandy and continues to dump 240 million gallons a day of partially treated waste into New York Harbor. While engineers work to restore the plant, environmentalists are trying to draw attention to another water-related issue. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports advocates worry toxic chemicals may have been swept into some people's homes.
If you want to know why Sandy has some people worried, consider what Irene did. You remember Irene. She was that hurricane last year. Irene's rains caused major flooding on the Passaic River. Tests later showed the river swept PCBs and dioxin, chemicals linked to cancer, onto a Little League ball field in the town of Lyndhurst. The Environmental Protection Agency decided to decontaminate that section of river.
How are you? I'm from a neighborhood organization.
Now, Anna Baptista from the Ironbound Community Corporation, a nonprofit group in Newark, is trying to figure out what Sandy did.
Did you get flooding in your basement?
¿Hablas español?
Un poquito.
We're in eastern Newark, a few blocks from the river. Baptista approaches a woman in a fuzzy house dress, smoking a cigarette in the cold night air. Maria Gutierrez doesn't speak much English, but the women manage to converse in a mix of Spanish and Portuguese.
She said
it was all contaminated. Yeah, she said everything that was in her basin is ruined because it was contaminated. She said the walls, she said everything was swimming down there.
In this little grid of streets known as the island, sewers backed up and the Passaic River spilled its banks. Dirty water reached as high as first-floor windowsills. After we leave Gutierrez's stoop, Baptista says flooded Newarkers are still preoccupied with day-to-day survival, replacing windows and boilers, repairing cars.
But the long term, honestly, I do worry about the chemicals that are coming from these industries nearby.
One particular worry is a 10-minute walk from here, a former factory where Agent Orange was manufactured all through the Vietnam War. Today, it's a Superfund site. Is it a risk? Baptista says the state and federal government have provided almost no guidance.
The only advisories that I saw were the advisories from the city condemning the properties because of flood and structural damage to their properties. No one came out and told them, be careful with the flood water because it could be contaminated.
The EPA tells WNYC there is no immediate hazard connected with the Superfund site. Ryan Miller is a research engineer at Rutgers who spent 2 years studying the Lower Passaic, and he agrees. But Miller says there may be some long-term health risk if toxic sediment from the river was churned up by the storm and swept into basements. PCBs and dioxins don't move on their own. They need some kind of grit to travel.
Soil particles or sediment particles at the bottom of the river act as colloids. They're kind of like the car, and the contamination is kind of like the passenger. They bring it along for the ride.
Once inside someone's basement, dioxins and PCBs can turn into gases and start to poison the air. This is possible, but Miller believes it's unlikely. Because Sandy was a different kind of storm, while Irene brought heavy rains and swollen rivers, a so-called outbound flow, Sandy's storm surge was an inbound flow.
When it comes to erosion, sediment transport, contaminant transport, it's generally much riskier under an outbound flow scenario.
Miller says testing the river for suspended solids should quickly tell us whether Sandy in fact churned up the river bottom where the toxins are. Even if there's nothing to be worried about, advocates, including Anna Baptista, are alarmed by how little the government has had to say. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection hasn't directly addressed what's in the water that flooded the basements. The agency ordered industrial businesses to hold their wastewater in tanks on November 2nd, 4 days after Sandy.
Because of what happened in Irene, we should have been prepared to issue warnings right away to residents that got flooded.
With more megastorms predicted for the years ahead, the Passaic will almost certainly flood again. Baptista hopes the next time the government will quickly tell citizens what it knows about what's in the water. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Maritz.